Well, we were formed to address two things in Illinois. We want to make sure that this state taxes both fairly and sustainably over time. And currently, we do neither. So we were designed as an organization to attack that very specific problem. And obviously, school funding is a big part of what the state does. So you can't do overall tax reform without doing school funding reform.
There's been criticism of how schools are funded in Illinois for a long time. Was there a time when the school funding picture was okay?
You know, I don't know if I go back that long. I do know the Farm Bureau first said that our state funding system was over-reliant on property taxes in the 1940s. So my guess is we've had a problem with funding schools in Illinois for a very long time, but certainly since the 80s on. And one of the main reasons for that is our state tax system doesn't look anything like the real economy. And if you don't tax like the real economy, you simply cannot raise the revenue it takes to fund something as expensive as a quality public education. So we can't do the job we're supposed to be doing now.
Well, what's the difference between the state taxing system and the real economy?
Well, real simple. We don't tax where economic growth is. We have a flat income tax rate that's not responsive to how income generation and income growth goes in our country. Over the last 20 years, from 1979 to 1999, and this is U.S. Census data, 60% of our population, 60%, lost money. They actually took home less money in 1999 than they did in 1979. Now, you go to the top 1%, their incomes went up by 94% during the same period. So, in fact, virtually all economic growth in America went to the top 20%. Illinois focuses its tax burden on the bottom 60%. We focus tax burden on a poor revenue source that's getting poorer over time because we simply don't tax like the modern economy. This isn't just bad fiscal policy, it's unfair, and that's not communist theory. I just need to throw that out right now. This is actually Adam Smith, the father of modern capitalism, the guy that wrote The Wealth of Nations, said if you have a capitalist economy, economic growth will always disproportionately benefit the top over the bottom and middle, always. So you should assess a greater tax burden as a percentage of income on the top than you do at the bottom in the middle, because they should pay more to support the government that delivers this economy that will consistently line their pockets. Adam was right. That's how capitalism works, yet Illinois ignores it.
What's the solution? What's, in a nutshell, how should Illinois change the system?
Well, there's a number of things we can do in Illinois, but we have some constraints other states don't have. We are constitutionally required to have a flat income tax rate. That's a problem because economists, left wing, right wing, would agree that the best way you respond to the modern economy and how economic growth is to be like the federal system, and that is have tax rates on an income tax level that increase slightly as incomes go up, because that's responding to where economic growth is really occurring in the economy over time. We can't in Illinois. We have to have a flat tax. So we do have to increase our income tax rate, and then we have to do some other adjustments. We have to, for instance, expand the sales tax base to include consumer services. It's the largest segment of our economy. It's 31.4%. It's the fastest growing segment of our economy, yet it's entirely out of our tax base, another economic problem. And then we have to provide targeted tax relief to that same 60% of our population that's working longer and harder, yet paying too much in taxes while their schools are being underfunded. That's wrong. We can give them tax relief in some very simple ways, like a refundable credit, and change our state tax system in such a manner that we have enough money to fund our schools equitably and sustainably over time without increasing the tax burden 1 cent for the bottom 60% of taxpayers in the state. And that's what we need to do.
This proposal sounds different than the sort of raise one tax to lower the property tax swap that I've heard brought forth in past years.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite as simplistic as that, although we do have property tax relief as part of the program for a very simple reason. We're over-reliant right now on property taxes to fund schools. That's highly inefficient from an economic standpoint. Once again, economists would say if you're over-reliant on property taxes, you're doing bad things to the private marketplace because property taxes are local revenue sources. If you're over-reliant on a local revenue source to fund schools, the rates vary dramatically from community to community. And when you have such radical variation in rates from community to community, you actually dictate private economic behavior, especially big decisions like where you buy a home or where you locate a business. You don't want your state tax system doing that. So we have to reduce the property tax burden just from an economic standpoint to let the free market play its role that it's supposed to play in major decisions. That said, there's a second really big problem with being over-reliant on property taxes to fund schools. It is a local source. That means we have tied the quality of the public education that we could actually afford to deliver to our children directly to the affluence of the community in which they live. And in Illinois, it's very true. If you live in an affluent community, you have a great school. If you don't, you won't. That is a horrible way to fund public education. That is a horrible way to offer an opportunity to children to climb out of tougher economic situations and move up the income ladder, and it really needs to change. In fact, we are so bad at school funding equity, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but I'm going to say it again. We are the only state in the country, the one and only unique state in the country, to receive an F in school funding fairness from Education Week in its major survey of all states on everything to do with school funding. By the way, here's our grades. We have an F in school funding fairness, the only state, a C minus in school funding adequacy, and a B plus in accountability. Where should we be focusing reform?
I understand there's legislation authored by you in the General Assembly right now to make these changes.
That's right. We worked to draft legislation at the request of Senator Meeks and Senator Duvalier that would accomplish comprehensive tax reform in Illinois, that would significantly reduce property tax burdens, that would fund education adequately and fairly across the state, that would provide meaningful property tax relief, that wouldn't be tough on businesses, and that wouldn't raise the tax burden on the bottom 60% of taxpayers. And we did that. And we are very happy to say that this legislation is being supported on a bipartisan basis. In fact, Senator Winkle supports this legislation and is now a co-sponsor of it. He very much gets it and agrees with the principles. And, you know, he's a very conservative gentleman, yet he understands the right way to finance government and the important role schools play in both economic development and really creating an opportunity for kids to enter into the American dream. So we are very proud to have Senator Winkle as one of the co-sponsors of this bill, and we're going to continue to work on a bipartisan basis to make this legislation pass.
It's June. It doesn't sound like it's going to pass this spring.
Well, no, and that would be because this is an election year, and I don't think you get big tax reform done in an election year, particularly in a situation where you can't even get the Democrats to sit down and agree with each other on a budget, much less a major reform initiative, right? But the strategy is to hold some public hearings on this legislation across the state over the next few months and call the legislation for a vote on a bipartisan basis again, either in the veto session or next spring. And generally speaking, you need about 12 months of grassroots organizing and public education and media outreach and all that stuff to have meaningful tax reform and school funding reform pass in any state. That's been the history, and that's the approach the legislators, the Senators Duvalier and Meeks and Winkle that are sponsoring this bill want to take with it. They want to take a nice, meaningful approach. They want to educate the public, and they want to increase the chances of its success.
Where do you see the political obstacles, the main opposition to this legislation coming from?
The governor. That was a simple question. The governor. The governor made a no taxes pledge, and he feels politically tied to that pledge. Now, this legislation is not a pure tax increase. In fact, for the vast majority of Illinoisans, it will not be a tax increase. And one of the other funny things about it, it's a tax decrease for businesses. Businesses will actually get tax relief under this program because of the property tax relief. So this is something very different than just a tax increase to fund schools and just saying, look, let's just raise the income tax rate and fund schools with the extra money. We're not doing that. We have a comprehensive package that taxes more sustainably, more like the real economy, that provides targeted tax relief where we need it, and that really works. I think the governor can come along and support that. He's already said we fund schools the wrong way and we need to get off of property taxes. Well, there's not a huge menu of things you could use to replace property taxes. So I think eventually he'll come along. I think the greatest hope we have for this legislation is that once again it stays bipartisan. I think one of the problems we've had in the past, you know, you've had the Edgar plan, the Netsch plan. When it's the name your single elected official plan, there are friends and enemies, and people line up around partisan corners. We're not going to hopefully let that happen with this legislation. We want to keep it bipartisan from the get-go, so that's really the people and the state of Illinois plan.
Okay. You don't remember the number for the bill, do you?
House Bill 750.